So, good observation. A few things I think about with that, and you wrestle with this through your whole career until you iron it out. My win rate fucking sucks. In a good market, my win rate is like 60, 70%. In a bad market, it's like 20%. Over my whole career, I mean, it's probably not better than like 40%. But I do a really good job of taking my losers and then having like really big winners where I'm good at sizing up like much bigger when I get like a whole bunch of different variables working. Like when the correlations break down or the news is negative and I feel like everyone just doesn't see what I'm seeing and then the price backs me up, I'll go way bigger. So that's kind of my edge. But this fascination with like getting the best spot and getting out the best spot is something that you're right, it's kind of a trap. And it's better off to get the logic right and then just manage your risk than it is to do that. So like when I got into this trade I'm in right now, it went 300 points against me, but I was trading with like a 7 or a 10 lot. So I was just like, eh, whatever, I'll risk 3, 4, 5 grand. Didn't even have a stop in. And it seems like I'm being reckless, right? But I'm actually trading small and feeling the market because I have an idea. And then when it went down and came back, I was like, ooh, I think I might be onto something. Like I know people got stopped out and I'm watching this. And then the negativity picked up and then it started to go my way. And I started to like think like, fuck, I think I got him here. Then I put on my really big position. So it's never really like all in, here's my stop, here's my target. It seems to never fucking work that way. It's like this artistic process of like dancing and feeling. And then at some point you're like, ooh, I think I can get more on here. And then you catch it bigger. That's how it's been for me. So I think that's a good trap to kind of understand about yourself and just work through it. And if you're feeling like you're really digging in, wanting to like really have it be structured, then probably don't trade that big because there's some fear around you and at that point, right? And when you get into the flow more, you're kind of like less concerned with that. That's what I've noticed.